Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
John Lewis, one of the fathers of the modern civil rights movement and a Georgia congressman for more than three decades, died Friday night at 80 years old. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. His brother, Grant Lewis, yesterday thanked Americans for their outpouring of support.
While we grieve the loss of this legend, we are blessed to know that he touched so many people on every corner of the globe. He fought until the very end. That was my big brother. He was a fighter with a tenacious spirit, but he was also gracious and kind-hearted, a great man and public servant, and an even greater father, husband, brother, and son.
In 2018, John Lewis spoke at the Boston University commencement. Afterwards, he came to WBUR studios where we spoke. John Lewis talked about being inspired by Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks. So I asked him who inspires him in modern times.
The women of America, the students. Seeing high school students and college students wanted to do something about gun violence. Tell me that we're going to get there. That we're going to build a beloved community. It's going to take some time, but we cannot give up or give in. We got to continue to push and pull.
I'm wondering about the state of race relations today from your point of view. How would you characterize it?
Well, as a nation and as a people, we've come a distance. We've made a lot of progress. People can register and vote today, but the scars and stains of racism are still deeply embedded in American society. And there are forces in America today that want us to take us back. We have in the country today people saying, you know, there are good people on both sides. When people are engaging in acts, using words of hatred and violence.
Are you shocked or saddened that that's a situation today? And how do you think we got to that state?
Sometimes I'm really saddened. And sometimes I feel like crying. Because I thought and I felt for some time that we were much further along toward building what Dr. King called the beloved community, toward redeeming the soul of America and creating a nation at peace with itself. We still have so far to go. But we will get there. I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic that we will get there.
In your speech to students at Boston University, you told the graduates, quote, "You must be maladjusted to the problems and conditions of today," meaning don't simply accept things the way that they are now. Is that correct?
Yes. You cannot be satisfied. You cannot be at home with yourself. When you see evil, when you see something that is not right, not fair, not just, you have a moral obligation to do something, to say something. When I was growing up in rural Alabama, and we asked questions of my mother and my father, my grandparents and great-grandparents, why those signs? They were saying, don't get in trouble. But I was inspired by Rosa Parks and Dr. King and others to get in what I call good trouble, necessary trouble.
You graduated yourself from the American Baptist Theological Seminary in 1961, and then Fisk University in Tennessee in 1967, and then, of course, as we all know, went on to live your very extraordinary life. I'm wondering, with your knowledge and experience today, if you had the luxury of being able to reach across time and whisper into the ear of the young John Lewis back then, what would you say to yourself about life ahead?
I would simply say, young John Lewis, don't give up. Don't give in. There's a brighter day coming. Push, press on, pick them up, and put them down.
March ahead.
March ahead. Because Dr. King said on one occasion, there's not anything more powerful than the marching feet of a determined people.
That was a conversation with the late Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis after he spoke at the 2018 Boston University commencement.